Welcome to Cinema Savants. He's Todd Vandenberg, and I'm Rob Steele, and we have a remarkably small amount of movie news, even though it's been a couple of weeks. It's just a thing. I don't think there's as much movie news as there used to be. I blame the recession.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Starting off, of course, this week, as we do pretty much every week, with Disney, because Disney owns everything. And, okay, technically Disney didn't announce this. Ron Howard announced this. He announced that there's going to be a Willow TV series on Disney Plus, the streaming service of choice, apparently, which I think is a brilliant idea. It's going to actually star Warwick Davis, who played Willow in the movie, which I think is awesome. Val Kilmer, I think you said a few minutes ago that he's long in the tooth now. Is that it? I'm in better shape than he is. He doesn't need to be. I love you, Val, but no. I'm curious to see if other people from the movie are going to be in it, though. Like Mad Mardigan. I liked him. And I've seen him in other stuff since then, so why not? No, Mad Mardigan was Val Kilmer's character. Who am I thinking of? Vontgar. That's who I'm thinking of. Yes, I have watched the movie. Not recently, but that's why the names are coming slowly.
Anyway, speaking of Willow, yes, apparently it's not a done deal, but I'm sure it would be a done deal because Willow is still a really popular film, even though it's been 30 plus years, not one of my all-time favorites, but I do know many people, and it is. And I'm sure they would get lots of extra viewers as if Disney needs the help.
Absolutely. Actually, you know, Disney Plus, not their only streaming service. They still have Hulu for Indeed. Their more adult series. And they announced two of them this week. Hulu now has plans to do a Ghost Rider TV series, weirdly using the same actor who played Ghost Rider in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series, only in a different universe now.
Which I think is great. Which
pieces the crap out of me. Just keep him going. And this one threw me off. A Damien Hellstrom TV series based on the Marvel book of not quite the same name. Do you remember the name of his book?
I remember the character, but not the name of the book.
The name of the book, Son of Satan.
Ah, well, that is interesting.
Because that sounds very Marvel and Disney-ish.
Which is why it's going to be on Hulu.
Exactly. Still going to have Walt Disney presents Son of Satan. I'm sorry. One of the more bizarre news stories I've seen this week.
No doubt. Exactly.
No details about it. And the character, I don't know that the book existed past, what, 79? That's the year, not the issue number. I haven't heard anything about the character in years. So make of that what you wish. Interesting Marvel movie news, though, this week. I'm not sure if you saw this. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is supposed to be meeting with Kevin Feige to get him into a Marvel movie. And there has been a lot of speculation as to who we could see.
Hellstrom. No.
No. Although, I don't know that that's entirely far off. It is rumored heavily that he's going to be playing Namor.
That would be interesting.
I think it could work, because if you go back to his wrestling days.
Sure.
When he was still a very loved person, but he played a bad guy, a heel wrestler, guy, whatever.
Oh, it absolutely could work. It's just interesting that both major comics industries would go with people with Pacific Islander heritage to play aquatic characters. Interesting.
Why not? And but, for those of you wondering, Namor does predate Aquaman by about 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, I think that would be fantastic. It's like you said, it's like, yes, The Rock can play the heel easily. And Namor definitely has those qualities to him. I think that would be brilliant casting. And as if they need help getting people into the theater to see Marvel movies, but obviously Rock has some drawing power on his own. So what's the if he plays Namor, what's the early spin on global box office? 1.5, 1.6 billion? I mean,
Something like that. I mean, it's just going to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous is right. I would love that. The Rock, not the box office, because I don't care about that.
Well, yeah, it's not like we get any of the box office unless you want to send it to us.
Yes, please.
Our mailing address is. Although the rights to the Submariner are still kind of held up at Universal, apparently.
Yeah.
which is weird. So they'd have to work him into another movie. And the early talk is that he's going to be the villain in Black Panther 2, or antagonist, not necessarily villain.
Which would make sense since they dropped the hint in a movie that we're going to talk about at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe on the review show on Friday, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hint, hint. Spoiler. No. let's see. Other news out of... Ooh, Disney Plus news, because it happened. They announced that all the Disney vault will be emptied and put on Disney Plus, and that's not quite entirely true, because they announced that they will not be including Song of the South. Oh, darn. I will miss it so. But that's actually not... That's not a big surprise, really.
Right.
What is, to me, is that the original Dumbo, not the one that's attempting to fly through theaters now, the original version is going to be edited to, what is it, the crow scene, where they called... the crow had... what was his name? Jim Crow. There we go. It's like Uncle Tom. No, that's not it. It had to do more with birds. Jim Crow. He'll be the one who gives Dumbo the magic feather that lets him fly. No, it doesn't. Is going to be edited out completely. And I'm not sure how exactly they're going to do that. But there you go. Make of that what you wish.
I vaguely remember the character because it's been, I don't know, probably 40 years since I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Just to me, it's not one of their better efforts to begin with.
Why? No.
Yeah, no, that's not. Heresy, but no, it's not. Same thing with Song of the South. To me, I think they're going way overboard on this. Oh, we can't do this because this was racist. It's a product of its time. I understand that the character is offensive. I get that. But again, it's a product of its time. At the very least, put the unaltered version on Hulu if you're that afraid that people are going to be offended by it. And put a disclaimer at the beginning and say, this was made in 1940 when people were stupid. Watch the film now.
Have you seen Peter Pan with the Native American thing?
Right, exactly.
You know, that's still going. So, you know, make of that what you wish. I guess the last bit of Disney news I've got, directly Disney news.
There's racist, you know, that's just kind of insane.
Yeah. Last bit of Disney news. Comes again from, actually, it's not Disney. I apologize. If it was Disney, it would make more sense, which is not something I'm going to say very often. It's talking about a new Star Trek series. And the concept behind this Star Trek series is a bunch of teenagers find a derelict Federation ship, fix it, and wander through the galaxy in it. Now... This is why I confused it with Star Wars. If it was Star Wars, it would make more sense because derelict ships are just scattered about the landscape everywhere. No one keeps track of much of anything in Star Wars. It's an accountant's nightmare, really, as far as spaceships are concerned. Star Trek, on the other hand, you find a Federation ship. The Federation, who is... 7 degrees of anal about where all of our ships are at all times?
And they must be really brilliant teenagers to fix a Federation ship. Unless it's like even if it's a shuttlecraft or something, which obviously it wouldn't be because they don't have adventures. That seems like a
shuttlecraft. Yeah,
seems like a really stupid premise.
Well, and also think about this. Where would you find a derelict ship?
Yeah.
I mean, anytime the Federation lands on a planet, they scan the crap out of the planet first, so it can't be a crashed ship, and they can't just be wandering through space and find it, because if they were wandering through space to find a derelict ship, that means they've already got a ship. You don't need that one. So I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like Paramount's
a bit desperate for something. I'm just not sure what. Although, speaking of aliens, which we kind of are, Star Trek, Star Wars, why not Alien
3? There we go.
And this is kind of cool. You remember Alien 3, the one where Ripley goes to jail, basically?
Yeah.
That was not the original script. The original script still had characters left over from 2, Newt and Bishop and Hicks. Hicks, played by Michael Biehn. Well, they've decided to release the original script of Alien 3 as an audiobook, and it's going to be read by Michael Biehn.
That is very cool. Alien 3 could have been a... I like the movie, but it's like seriously flawed, and basically because the studio didn't like what David Fincher was doing. It's a David Fincher film, except it isn't really, because the studio didn't let him make it a David Fincher film. So that is very cool, very exciting news.
And like I said, there's not a whole lot of news, as evidenced by the let's end the show with, yeah, no, we just started, and yet this is it. World of Real, which is somehow become a big name in movie critics, unlike us. I don't know. They've decided to figure out what the best movie of the 2010s is. And I don't know if you saw this list or not. This list makes very little sense, if I'm honest about it.
Have not seen the list, and they're jumping the gun a bit because the 2010s aren't over, but okay.
There's a few things on this list. Well, actually, you'll love this. The top movie of the 2010s is Mad Max Fury Road.
I really like the movie, but they're stupid.
Followed by Tree of Life, Moonlight, Boyhood, Social Network, Master, Roma, Phantom Thread, Separation, and Inside Llewellyn Davis. I've heard of some of those.
They have unusual tastes. A lot of art house films, and then a big, flashy, exploding movie at the top. That's an odd list. I mean, yeah. I would say...
Oh, I'm sorry, Get Out tied at number 10.
Those are all good movies, but like I said, it's a bit premature to be naming the best movies of the decade when we're not halfway through the last year of the decade. And
it doesn't include any... Well, the thing that threw me off about this is not that it didn't include any of the Marvel movies, be it X-Men or actual Marvel Studios movies, although I think, you know... Black Panther, I would think, would have snuck onto the list.
I would think so, yeah.
Or something like that. It didn't. There is one, I think it's just one Disney movie, being Toy Story 3, which I could have sworn came out before 2010, but I guess it didn't. On here, okay, fine. Do you know how many Best Picture Oscar movies are on this list?
Sounds like none.
Two. Because didn't Moonlight win one?
Moonlight won after. Yeah,
La La Land. No, that's what it beat. and I think there was another one that I saw on this list, too. I don't know who's making these lists, but it's got votes and everything. Yeah, because Mad Max Fury Road got 54 votes leading everything. And just to annoy Steven Spielberg, Twin Peaks The Return is on this list.
speaking of movie news, because we had talked about that a while. This actually hit a couple weeks ago, but the American, the MPES, the Academy Award group, basically, they decided they are not going to bar Netflix from competing because they realized they would be in a world of hurt if they tried to do that legally. So, sorry, Steven, but movies actually get to be part of the movie universe.
It's a movie. Just let it go.
For the life of me, I still can't get what his big deal was about that. It's just, dude, they're releasing these movies theatrically so that they're eligible. Those are your own rules of your academy. Very, very odd.
As opposed to the list I just found, which I don't think has any rules, because I just noticed that tying at number 64 with, I think, a lot of other movies, Bridesmaids, really?
Yeah, well.
Make of that what you wish.
Yeah.
And otherwise, just come back on Friday when we'll have a review of this big movie that starts with the letter A and ends with a bad guy from the Dungeons & Dragons TV series, in plural. See, I lost everyone on that. That's fine. It's the Avengers movie. We're going to talk about it. Spoilers included, if you're interested, because if you're one of the, 1% of the planet that hasn't seen it? Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you then. Until then, get out and go see a movie, preferably The Avengers. That way you'll understand what we're talking about.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed!
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Darn, that's the end.